Say true to size.
True to size.
5, 4, 3, 2. What's going on, everybody? And welcome to episode 60 of True to Size. They say the sexy 60. What's going on, everyone? And welcome to episode 60 of True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins. I'm back, and I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul. Joel Hernandez. And Alvin Will Martinez.
Hey.
What's up, guys? I missed you a lot.
Yo,
you
missed me too, bro.
Like a whole lot.
Whole lot.
Episode was good last week. I listened to it. It was good.
You had to.
I had to. I didn't have a choice, but I did listen to it regardless. It was good. It was fun. You guys had a cake, and I was kind of upset about it, but it's fine. Oh, Brian, yeah. Whatever.
Shout out to Bri High.
Shout out.
Whatever, okay? So it's game night again tonight. For anybody
Let's
listening, it is Tuesday,
Let's
so
go.
We may end up flying through the episode once again because the Raptors need our support. They really need everything.
Yeah. I mean, they don't have the rest of Toronto.
Yeah.
That's apparently. At Jurassic Park.
Yeah. No, they need us at home on the couch. That's who they really need right now. So to start off the show, we're going to go, it was, I think, the funkiest edition of the CGS picks, but Alvin last minute changed his pick. So it's not as funky anymore.
Yeah,
it's definitely
guys.
Very cool. And we have some Kanye West news. It's been a while since we've talked about that guy. And yeah. Finally, we're going to have a discussion about shoes.
Zapatos.
Based on shoes. Other shoes.
Zapatos. It's gonna
be interesting. But first, fire round.
Yes.
Yo.
He's back.
I'm back.
He's back.
We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from good friend of the show, at Ryan Laguatan. That's how you say it, right?
Ryan. Yeah.
That was good with the accent and everything. So this is actually a nice question. He says, hey, CGS crew, got a question for you guys. With all the talk on consignment stores lately, instead of paying for shoes all at once, what's your take on financing them? Like paying monthly installments with a certain interest fee? Would you guys do it for certain shoes? While you think about it, I know Joel already has an answer. We already know. He says, I definitely think about doing it. It depends on the shoe, the interest, and the monthly payments. One thing I'd worry about is I'd buy too many shoes at once. You'd be financing so many.
No.
I kind of pushed a little bit more, and I asked what shoe he would consider it for, and he said the Mars Yards.
Ooh, yeah.
True.
That's a good choice. It's an expensive shoe.
Yeah.
Joel, why don't you tell us your answer while we think about ours?
Yeah, I would do it. But I would, I would pace myself. So
yeah.
I'd, do one, and then, get rid of that, done that one, and then maybe... The next one.
Maybe.
But yeah.
Because you recently did it, right?
Yeah, I recently did it.
Yeah.
I recently did it. Homie helped me out with the 112s. Mm-hmm. Shout out Peasy.
Peasy.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
So how did you like that compared to just saving for the shoe or just buying the shoe outright? Did you prefer it or did it feel kind of like it was dragged out? Because you're you paid whatever. How it was over the course of a month and a half?
Well, probably about 2 months.
Two months? Yeah. So you were paying money and didn't have the shoe in your hand. You were I just want to get the shoe. Did it feel dragged out or?
Not really. Because I didn't really have that itch. Because I knew that I would get it.
Yeah.
You knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. It was just a matter of time.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
So you would recommend it? You would do it again?
I would do it again.
Yeah?
I would do it again.
Just not too often.
Yeah. You got to pace yourself, man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, man.
Alvin, what about you?
Yeah, hell yeah, I'd do it.
Yeah, you'd do it?
Might be doing it right now. I don't know.
Oh.
Sasha, don't listen to this one.
So what shoe would you do it for? We know Joel did it for the 112.
I may or may not be doing it for the Atmos ones right now. But
no!
We'll see if that comes.
We'll see you at episode 69.
Oh, you know what? It might actually.
Damn.
No, I'm joking. We'll see. But
wow,
I'm a huge fan of it. And as opposed to feeling I'm just itching and wanting it, It's more of like I have a goal and I need to attain it. Kind of feeling.
Working towards something.
Yeah. And at the same time, if I were to save like what? So let's say I'm almost trying to go for like $600-$700.
Yeah.
If I were to save halfway of that and I'm shopping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I see something for $350.
Mm-hmm.
Probably gonna buy it for $350 and not end up with the
knock yourself down.
Exactly. Mm. Whereas like if I'm already making the payments,
you're committed
at a regular interval.
Yeah.
You're kind of just like that money's already going towards that shoe. You don't have to worry about spending it on something else.
Yeah. And you kind of go ahead, finish.
It's less of a lump sum.
Yeah. It like feels it a lot lighter.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I actually forgot what I was gonna say.
Sorry.
It's okay. It was probably wasn't that important. Nothing I say is really that important. Let's be real.
Stop.
Like when I was thinking about this answer, I wasn't too sure because the only thing I could think that I would want to finance would be like my number one, which would be Mags. But those are like ridiculous amounts of money. So I'm thinking like, okay, they go for like, we'll say conservatively $6,000. Conservatively. Like over the how long am I going to be financing this shoe? Like am I paying like
a year?
Even $6,000 over the course of a year. That's like five bills a month. That's a lot.
Having like an open
I don't even spend $500 a month now on shoes. Yeah. Like that's a lot. Like I was thinking maybe $100 a paycheck. So what is that? $200 a month. But then like how long is that going to take to get $6,000? I'm not good at math, but that sounds like what? Like maybe 2 years ish? More? Less? Mm-hmm. More? Probably maybe less. 3 years? Yeah. I don't know math, man.
4 years?
Long time. I don't know if I could do that. I don't know if I could commit to $100 a paycheck for several years for one pair of shoes. I just need to win an $11 pair from NetMag, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's pretty much my last ditch effort on that. Or win the lottery. Like Nike buys out Canada Got Soul and we have our own division and
we can get whatever shoe we want.
Yeah, and we just make our own stuff. I'll just put a Soul Leaf on the Mags or something. Anyways, we're kind of ranting now. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com. Next up, CGS Picks. Each week, we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademarked phrase...
Super cute.
Super cute.
Super.
Joel,
yo.
Why don't you go first?
All right.
All righty then.
All right. Okay, so my first pick.
Well, we got multiple
my
picks.
Only pick.
I didn't do my homework properly then.
I failed.
Yeah. Okay, so my pick is the Supreme by Jordan 14. Yeah. I don't know what they were thinking with this.
I think I can tell what they were thinking. I just don't know why they were thinking it.
I don't know. If you guys haven't seen them yet, it's like the Jordan. Yeah, it's a Jordan 14. It's with the white. It's like a white and black colorway kind of thing. Predominantly white, but it's got like studs.
Yep.
All on the outsole.
Ooh.
Where the wave should be.
Ew.
On the 14?
Like the ripply side part panel,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, it's like somebody went crazy with like the studs. And
the stud gun?
The stud gun, yeah.
It looks like a biker or just like, yeah.
I just went nuts with it, man.
High-end, like Louis Vuitton-ish?
It looks like a high-low-end. Like, I don't even know. It looks cheap to me.
Yeah.
It looks like cheap studs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's, I don't know. It drops. I don't even know when it drops.
Yeah, I don't think there's a date yet.
It doesn't matter when that drops.
It's just the poop. Whoop for me.
That's a big poopy whoop for you.
Yeah, it's huge, man. A huge.
I don't know, man. That shoe is.
I don't know what they were thinking at all.
I don't know who that shoe is supposed to cater to. That's my real question.
Yeah,
because I don't know any.
It's gonna sell out.
I don't know. It might not. This might be the first that I can remember.
It'll sell out, but they can't resell it.
I don't think it's gonna sell out.
I don't think the resale price is gonna
like Supreme usually sells out.
Yeah,
I don't think it's gonna be like a less than a minute. I think it's gonna take a couple minutes,
couple hours.
Maybe not a couple hours, maybe within the first half hour,
5 minutes,
which is still really long for Supreme considering their stuff sells out in 32 seconds.
And like, I don't even know if any other colorway will like justify this.
They should just keep it at that collab. One.
I hope they just stick with that.
And I don't know, man. But I'm not, I don't know. The only thing cool about it is the hang tag.
That's I saw that. That was cool.
Mm.
Yeah,
I don't know about that. Like, I guess I can kind of see the like 90s skater vibes, grungy look. Like, I don't know. It's still a skate brand, right? So it's got the studs. I don't know. I'm reaching a little bit.
It's reaching, yeah.
The studs are meant to protect your shoe from when you do kickflips and stuff.
When you do skateboarding, yeah.
Fade,
when you do skateboarding.
Fade, do skateboard.
when you do kickflips, it sparks. Like,
it's because it's fire.
It's fire. Wow.
Fire shoes.
We're done with this.
Yeah.
My next. Pick. So this is another interesting collaboration. Supreme and Jordan is already weird, but this is Crooks and Castles and a golf shoe.
Oh, seen that. Yeah,
yeah, you seen it because I sent it to you guys.
Yeah. Seen that.
But basically, Crooks and Castles is collaborating with Nike on a Air Max 1 golf shoe.
That's weird.
So it is kind of weird, but at the same time, it's kind of cool. Yeah. So I don't really know what connection Crooks and Castles has to golf.
Maybe they first make of all. Golf shirts.
Maybe. Yeah. I didn't even know Crooks and Castles was still around. No shade to Cocaine and Caviar over there.
Well, they're coming back.
But yeah, apparently they're coming back. They got a Nike collab. That's pretty big.
Yep.
That is pretty big.
But
man.
They're basically a, if you've seen the other Air Max 1 golf shoes, the same silhouette, but they're mismatched. So the right shoe is has a yellow mudguard and the left shoe has a navy blue mudguard. Mm. And then the liners are mismatched. And then there's on the side of it, there's a massive Nike golf logo that just kind of gets swallowed up a little bit by the mudguard. Yeah, I don't know. It's kind of an interesting shoe. Mm-hmm. Not sure what Nike's doing with their golf line right now because they had those grass pair a couple months back. And that was kind of interesting, kind of out there for a golf shoe as well. These are different. I don't know if I even have a rating for it. We're just going to call it different. I don't know if I hate it yet. Because I feel like golfers have those funky outfits and someone could probably pull this off at the Masters.
I feel like Crooks and Castles about to like give Tiger Woods some shit. And then he's going to wear those Nikes.
Yo, if Tiger wears these, I'll wear them. I'll say that right now. I don't care. So my rating is they're different.
I'm different. Yeah, I'm different.
Yeah, they drop in August.
True.
August.
True to size. On to Alvin.
First of all, let's go Raptors.
Correct. Way to win over the crowd there, man.
My pick is the New Balance, the Kawhi two-way pack, which features the New Balance Omni 1S and also the New Balance 997S. If you're from Toronto and you haven't seen these, where the fuck have you been?
They were under a rock.
And like, real talk, if you're not watching the game right now, like, I don't even know what to say to you right now.
Yeah, we're not watching it and I want to slap myself in the face.
Anyway, two, describe the shoes if you haven't seen them.
Both shoes, you please. Live under a rock. I'd like a description of both shoes.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Okay, the Omni 1S is, I mean, beautiful, but it sports a blue, like royal blue upper.
Strange choice, but we'll get into that.
Can look kind of purpley sometimes, depending on the light.
Don't say that.
With a gold N and some croc skin.
Don't say it's purple and gold. We don't want that.
No, not at all. And then the midsole is white, and the outsole on the Omni S1 is clear. And the bottom, if you look at just behind the NB on the shoe, you see a claw.
Yeah,
which is hella dope.
They altered the NB logo.
Yeah, it's super, super cool. It's beautiful. And then the front, like if you look at the tongue, it sports a K for Kawhi. Because he's going to make Philly Kawhi. What? And the second shoe is a 997S, predominantly black and gold with a hint of blue. Beautiful shoe, midsole, again, white.
Croc skin
and beautiful croc skin, and then that toe box. I don't even know what it is, but it looks mesh. I think it's mesh.
Yeah. It's probably similar to the original one that we have, the white one.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And then the outsole is again translucent blue. Well, not again, but you know. Anyway, these would have been a scoopty hella motherfucking whoop, but when I tried to scoop them at 7:31, because I was obviously half an hour late because I was eating some delicious lasagna from
Lasagna
Jill Lasagna. With that Filipino pasta sauce.
Oh. AKA you don't know ketchup.
Ragu and ketchup mix. Yeah, they were sold out, unfortunately. But they're both beautiful, and if I had the chance, I would probably try to scoop them again. The Omni 1S retailed for 199 CAD, and then the 997S retailed for 169 CAD.
And the shirts. Don't forget the shirts. Oh. Which surprisingly didn't release in Canada.
Which is BS. Like, where's the man playing, fam?
New Balance Canada. New Balance, we love you, but don't disrespect Canada like that. Those shirts were... Bro, the fact that it said fun guy,
I would have won that every day.
Officially licensed New Balance shirt, like that's so awesome. Dope. They literally put a meme on a shirt,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, man.
I love when people do that. Ugh. When they own it, when they own it.
And he owns
own it. But yeah, that was a cool collection.
Yeah.
Are you guys surprised how quickly it sold out? I think that people were saying under 10 minutes it was gone.
No.
You're not surprised?
No.
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 Even like, yeah, it sold out on .ca, and I think like that was a given because we have Kawhi. Yeah. Do you think it was surprising that it sold out on .com that fast?
No.
No.
It's Kawhi.
It is, yeah. Kawhi. I think people forgot. I think I forgot, to be honest. And
at the same time, like, the Omni 1S is like a new ball shoe. So how many people want to try that ball shoe out? Yeah. You know,
especially because it's been teased for so long. Oh, it's been like 3 months or whatever that we've just been seeing it.
It's beautiful.
It's a good looking shoe.
Like, it's a good looking shoe. Like, aesthetically, it's pleasing to look at.
Price point is there, under $200. Yeah. It's good.
And it's Kawhi.
And it's Kawhi.
And then 997S, like...
The first one did so well. I'm not surprised this one did that well. Kind of surprised at the color combination. I mean, I'm sure there's some sort of inspiration that he has, or maybe he just likes gold and blue.
Did he go... What school did he go to? I don't even know.
I don't know.
Did he go to UCLA, maybe?
No, I went like San Diego State.
San Diego State, yeah.
Yeah, SDSU. Then no. I don't know where
they are. I don't know. Well, I don't know what their colors are either.
Someone's going to know.
Let us know.
That.
Hit us in the dolphin segment. And I'm surprised it didn't come together. Like, it was called a two-way pack, but it wasn't like a pack.
Like a pack.
Then the price point would have been like, $400. I wanted to see that. I was so excited because all day I thought that it was like a pack. And I wanted to see the packaging so bad.
But I feel like New Balance doesn't do a lot of that. Like, they just keep it simple with packaging.
They also don't do basketball shoes. So, I mean, hey, go big or go home.
That's true. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
We'll see. It's not too late.
Maybe they'll listen to this.
Well, we also don't know what the Omni 1 box looks like either.
Yeah, I still want that shoe so bad.
I would like a pair. I'd like to try a pair.
I'm going
to
go try to purchase one when they release the other colorways, because
it's funny. I was actually thinking about this the other day, like how I actually want the shoe really bad.
Yeah.
And I didn't grow up with Michael Jordan, like I'm a little bit younger and I just got into basketball a little bit later. But I'm kind of seeing what everyone's talking about when they say like they watched him play in the Jordans and they wanted them so bad, because I'm getting that with Kawhi
now. Hell yeah.
Like, well, I was like, Kobe. You got it from Kobe? I was never really a Kobe fan. I was young, so I was kind of like the casual, like I saw the commercial and I wanted it, but now like basketball fan watching him perform in the shoe, I'm like, damn, I want that shoe so bad. Like, it's kind of cool because Toronto, we never really had that aside from VC, right?
Nope.
No one else has had a signature shoe except for VC, and it's been 25, almost 30 years, I think, the franchise has been around. So
Yep.
It's interesting. I like it. Maybe this will start a new wave. Because all those kids growing up who said that VC was like their idol, now they have, even if it's only for a year, we're going to get sidetracked with basketball talk for a little bit. Even if it's only for a year, like, I think that he's going to inspire a ton of kids.
Oh, for sure.
Well, like, to just, like, even no, just sure. making defense cool. I think that's sick.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, man.
Like, the blocks and the steals is sick.
He has like ghost hands, bro.
It's amazing, man.
He just knows where a pass is going to go, and then just
his IQ is like through his basketball IQ is higher than my regular IQ.
I don't even know if I have a regular IQ anymore.
Yeah, and it's zero. I know. So. And then one more thing before we get off of it, because by the time this airs, the series could be over. We could be out of the playoffs, realistically.
Yeah.
We're not going to be. I think we're winning in 7.
Facts.
So Sunday, I think it'll
going
be
going to
over.
Game 7.
But anyways, all those people saying he's leaving, oh, don't buy a jersey, he's going to be gone, they're going to go on sale, or even the ODTO thing. First of all, shout out to ODTO, because that decal on the floor is sick. Crazy. I saw a bunch of comments, because it got reposted by like the Raptors posted it, the Score posted it, and obviously there's international followings, and everyone's saying, oh, it's going to have to get taken down in 3 weeks, because he's going to leave, what a waste of money, blah, 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 blah. Because I'm one of those comment readers. And all I have to say to these people is, imagine you go to school in the States and you go to Duke and Zion comes to your school in September, whenever school starts or whenever he declares that he's coming to Duke. Do you think immediately they were like, I'm not going to buy his jersey. He's going to be gone next year.
Yeah.
Enjoy it while he's there.
Yeah.
They didn't even make it, but still it was a huge time for that school, which is already a storied school. And they loved him, and they sent him off, and they were like, thank you just for doing what you did while you were here.
Yeah, he made it exciting.
That's
like
how I feel right now.
Yeah.
He could leave the day after we get eliminated or the day after we win, whichever one comes first. I will still want to buy a jersey. Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
And if it goes on sale, I'll buy two.
Yeah, uh-huh. Facts.
Because to me, he's the greatest Raptor I've ever watched. And crazy. I think that's fair because I never got to watch VC like that.
Mm. Tell me I'm wrong. He's definitely the greatest
performing
Raptor within the playoffs.
Yep.
But in terms of excitement, yo, VC.
No, of course. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
But I agree.
But like, in terms overall.
Of everything, like defense, everything, yeah, he's definitely.
That I've ever watched.
Yeah.
Like if I watched Vince Carter, I'm sure I would have a different perspective.
Someone posted something where it was like a certain like points per game and then a percentage. And then it was the only other person. In the playoff series, the only other person who did it is MJ.
MJ.
And LeBron never did it. Kobe never did it. Like, none of these other people did it.
And his is actually better than Jordan right now. Right now. I don't think there's any way he can sustain 62%.
I don't know, man.
But, man.
We'll see today.
Yeah, we'll see in a couple minutes when we're done this.
Love you, Kawhi.
So, time to wrap it up. Did we all do our picks? Yeah, we did, right?
Yeah, we did.
You said it was a scoop. Okay, cool. Yeah. Sorry, we got sidetracked there. If you're listening and you don't care about basketball, sorry. this week in Kicks, now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. Mm-hmm. So, first up, some Kanye news because it's been way too long since we talked about this guy. Adidas isn't worried about Kanye's political views. Ooh. And I was kind of interested to read that title of the article. Because even just the fact that they spoke on it was the surprising part. But basically, Adidas CEO, Casper, I don't even want to try his last name, was asked if he thinks that Kanye's recent controversial political statements have affected the Yeezy line. What do you guys think, first of all? Do you think it's affected the Yeezy line?
No.
I think other things have affected the Yeezy line. I don't think it has anything to do with his political views.
Yeah.
And his response was, we had a very strong third quarter in our Yeezy line. We expect to continue strong business with Kanye West also in the years to come. So far, we've seen absolutely no slowdown in the Yeezy business and in our collaboration with Kanye West. He then goes on to say, if he stays away from politics, that's his choice. We don't sign up to all the statements he makes. We sign up to the creative work that we jointly do, which has been extremely successful for both parties.
Facts.
Obviously, a very politically correct and neutral statement, but it's also very true.
Yep.
His footwear doesn't have anything to do with his political views and vice versa. But yeah, if you look at it, like they're releasing Yeezys at the fastest pace they ever had, and they're still all selling out. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, it hasn't hurt the line, obviously, because they're still making the most money. Like the resale value is going down, but that's not because of his political views or because of who he is.
There's just too much out there right now.
It's just, because of quantity. Yeah, but Adidas does not care. The resale value is
going
down.
They're making money. Resale value doesn't matter.
It really does not matter. They probably prefer it this way because people are going to be more likely to buy at retail now because they can.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys surprised that Adidas even spoke on this? Like, this is the CEO, the head honcho. Mm. I'm surprised that he even like responded to this question because it just seems like a touchy subject. But seems like a pretty politically correct and not a bad answer.
I mean, why not address it? Because Kanye's going to be in that spotlight anyway, right? So it's like, address it so it's over with and then
get it out of the way
so people know you don't give a f about what he does in terms of politics, and then you're good to go, just worry about you,
the shoes. Their shoe company, right, man. At the end of the day. So I'm sure that you guys saw this. I'm sure that anybody in Toronto saw this. When it gets posted on Six Buzz, you know it's real news. Just kidding, don't follow Six Buzz. it's like a cancer, but I can't look away.
Just keeps bringing you back.
It's just, I can't, man. It's like the Hotel California. Like, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So there was lineups down the street to enter the raffle for the Travis Scott AJ1 at 306 Yonge. So Foot Action Toronto, obviously the parent company of 306 Yonge, posted on Sunday night that they would be doing a 2-day raffle for the Air Jordan 1 Travis Scott.
Wow.
Which I still hate, but we'll get into that. So once people got out of school in the afternoon on Monday, obviously the line exploded and stretched south down Yonge Street and then wrapped around the former Forever 21. I don't think there's anything there now.
Yeah.
And then down Dundas.
Wow.
It looked like it was at least an hour wait, like minimum, I'm sure. Yeah. Would you guys wait an hour in line for a raffle ticket?
For me not to win? Hell no.
For a raffle ticket? No.
It's a waste of my time. Fam.
Here's a disclaimer from me. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, I did go. Mm. I was on the clock at work. And I went to Livestock, and I went to 306, but I was there at like 11.
True.
I was supposed to be driving to Whitby for work, and I made a massive detour in the city and blamed it on traffic that it took so long. But here's the comparison. So Livestock, I went to the Raunsea one. I didn't have time. I didn't have time for any of this, but I went to Raunsea because I didn't have time to go to Spadina. Mm-hmm. I parked, went in, said hello to the person I know there, left, was in my car in less than 60 seconds. Because they just give you the raffle ticket and then you do it online, right?
Yeah.
306, I had to go and find parking. I had to pay for the parking. I paid $4 for the parking. I had to get inside. I waited in line for maybe 15 minutes and then went and left. So, like, is there a better way? Obviously, one of these sounds a lot better, but do you feel more comfortable when it's in person and you're seeing them write your name? Like, I don't know. Like, I always... Maybe it's because I've only won at Livestock one time in my long, long life of entering raffles there, but I feel more comfortable just seeing my name go on that piece of paper.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I'm so sure it's going to get backdoored either way, just seeing them write it down makes me feel sort of safe. What do you guys think? Like, do you prefer the pen and paper, or do you like the online? Like, Capsule now did theirs today.
Yeah.
You don't have to go in. Anyone can just enter online. Like, is there a preferred way that you guys like to enter the raffles, or do you just... Take the L no matter which way. Like, I'll have the L however you want to serve it to me. Yeah.
It doesn't matter for me, man.
No.
Because either, like, I wouldn't have lined up 15 minutes for a raffle.
No. Even there if you saw no like a 15 minute wait, you'd be like,
I don't know, man. At this point in my life, it's not even worth 15 minutes, to be honest.
Yeah.
It's a dope shoe, but it's not worth that. It's not worth anything. Online, sure, but again, like, same thing with me. It's like I won the Cause Wars.
Yeah.
And after that, I was like, nope.
Crickets, yeah.
Yeah. So, who knows, man? Honestly, for me, for raffles, it's like if I can go in, like, your Livestock experience, if I could do that.
In and out.
In and out, I'm straight. If not, I'm not, it's not worth the lineup for me, man.
You don't really have a preference?
Nope.
What about you, Joel?
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'd rather see my name
getting
written down.
At least you know it's there, right?
Yeah, because I did the raffles for the Masters, the Air Max 1 Masters.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to Livestock, Roncesvalles, and I went to Livestock Spadina.
Yeah.
And I did that for a couple days.
Oh, you kept going.
Because I was after that shoe.
Yeah.
And then, you know people at the stores and be like, yo, here's extra.
Yeah.
Here's extra cards. And I just didn't get it. Like,
you were so sure you were going to get
it. It wasn't clicking in. Like, not that I didn't get the shoe. I just didn't understand, like, the codes and stuff like that. Like I'm not really that tech savvy.
Oh.
So when I was entering in the codes, it would say that I'm entered in.
Yeah.
And then I would go and pop open the next one. And then there's a different code there. And I'd, do my thing. And then it just wouldn't come up. So I'm like, why isn't this code coming up? Then I do the next one. It just on and on and on. Oh. Like, it just wasn't coming up. Like, I don't know. I just didn't understand, like, how how it went.
And so I don't know. Because you just didn't get it.
Yeah. I was like, fuck this. I'd rather just see my name and put it in a box. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So it's like, I don't know. Like, I think it's just, I don't know. I guess it's just like when you think about it, it's like, okay, I'm actually in this raffle.
Yeah, you're in it because you were there and you can see it. Yeah.
Like, your name's on the piece of paper.
Yeah, you know it's there because you saw it go there. Yeah. Like, when I put that code in, I don't see it go into a list of other codes.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's there. Like, I don't know if it's I was the glitch. Like, I don't know. I just, maybe we're just not millennials and we don't trust technology. I don't know. But, like, I agree with you. I'd rather see, pen and paper or the live raffle that Capsule has done from time to time is very cool.
I heard that was pretty dope.
I do like that.
It was legit.
Or what happened to regular raffles, man? Like, a friggin' roll of raffle tickets is like friggin' $3 from the dollar store.
Facts.
Throw it in a box, shake it up, and pull it out. Like, it seems easy to me. But anyways, went on a little rant here. Good luck to anybody who's entered.
Good luck.
By Saturday, you'll know. So please let us know if you caught that W.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, Michael Jordan designed Air Jordan 1s. And they're going up for auction. Mm-hmm. So this was a last-minute submission from Alvin before the pod. So basically, Michael Jordan designed two different pairs of Air Jordan 1s. There's a white pair and a black pair, and they're both very premium looking. I'll give them that.
Yeah,
man. And all proceeds from these auctions are going to the Charlotte Hornets Foundation, obviously because he is the owner of that basketball team. But there's a white pair and a black pair. They have a very premium looking quilted upper. I'm assuming the leather is like top notch. Mm-hmm. And they're being auctioned right now. The auction ends on May 23rd. And just to give you guys a heads up, if you were curious, the cheapest one I see is around $600, and that's for a size 5.5. The most expensive one I think I saw was around 2 racks-ish. Jeez. Yeah. Oh, this one's $20,000 for a 9.5. I don't think that's a real bid.
Wow.
$3,500 for a 10.5. But yeah, anyways, they're pretty expensive. Mm-hmm. They're just going to go higher because when there's only 300 of something, they're going to go for stupid numbers. But like I said, all of the proceeds are going to a good cause, to a charity, the Charlotte Hornets Foundation. So this is pretty cool. I don't know if I really like the shoe per se, either shoe. What about you guys? Just kind of,
it's just cool.
Looks mad to me.
Cool. Like the quality looks all right.
Yeah, the quality is probably pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But like
the colors is just black and white.
This is for that question.
Oh, I don't know about this. It definitely looks like a shoe Michael Jordan designed, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't look... Yeah, yeah, I don't think he's the most creative guy in the world, and it definitely looks like a shoe that Michael Jordan would design. So, no offense to Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Goat, goat, goat. Bye. Next up, previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. I'm going to guess that this is going to be a very silent part of the show. Did anybody buy anything?
No, but like I said, I'm in the works, and that's it. It's in the works.
That was really loud. Sorry,
nothing's there.
Nothing is there yet.
Soon, yeah,
this hopefully. Is like previously in the future.
Yeah,
this is like back to the future of Kicks.
For and you. Then so once 69. I attain them, I will then shout out the individual who is selling them to me.
Whoop, whoop.
I'm gonna guess after the show.
Okay.
Next up. Because that was a very exhilarating part of the show. I need to take a breath. Errors, edits, and e-messages. We are pretty smart guys, but from time to time, we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DMs, and we'll let the world know that we goofed. So the first one, coming from a loyal listener of the show, me. While I was listening, I noticed that you guys made a mistake last week. When you were talking about the Trophy Room Air Jordan 5, I think it was Phil. I don't remember what name he used for Michael Jordan's son, but it is actually Marcus Jordan who owns Trophy Room.
What name did he use? Did he use Jeffrey? Something?
Yeah, something like it was like Jeffrey Jordan.
Isn't that Jerome?
I don't know if he has any other kids, but that doesn't sound like a real... Jeffrey Jordan doesn't sound like a real name. So yeah. That's just because I've been to Orlando way too many times, and I know who owns that store because I've been there many times.
Marcus.
Cool store. By the way, that store is actually moving from Disney Springs in Orlando. I don't know if it's going to be there in August. I don't know when it's moving, but it's moving to downtown Orlando.
Oh.
So we may not be able to see it. And then another message I got, literally while I was buying Crazy Bread to come to the podcast, came from at Kieran Knightley. He says, hey man, just came across the podcast recently, just wanted to say how much I'm enjoying it, and we'll definitely be sending through some questions for it soon.
Yes. Cool.
I'm Australian and living in London. Both of them, right? Both of them.
Both of the best worlds.
He said, so you've got listeners everywhere. That's both of my
bomb.
Favorite places.
That is bomb. We got to go visit Australia and London.
Throw
now.
Some shrimp on Big Ben, baby.
On the Big Ben.
On the Big Ben. Mike.
Oh my gosh. Holy. All right. Are those all the ones
that's
you got?
All I got. Tell us what you got.
Okay.
You got
so
a
the
lot?
First
you
one,
took
a I got
breath.
A few. I got a few. First one was from, now it's just Bob.
Bobby.
Hello, Bobby.
Jimmy.
He says, you guys had a lot of great segments on the podcast, but the best is the discussion of chinelas. Had me LOLing in the office. So that was from last week's episode when we talked about chinelas and whether we wear socks and whatnot.
I do.
I do. And then the thong ones, how we don't wear socks.
No, you can't do that. It's like pushes it in and it gets,
No.
And then we have one from a very good friend of the show, Sneaker Life Husband.
Osband.
Iran.
Iran.
He says, the topic of shoe convention is great, is a great topic to discuss. Def agree that there needs to be more panel discussions and education rather than just buy, sell, trade. He says it's the main reason why he doesn't really attend.
True.
Maybe that'll be a shoe haul thing. Maybe we should have a panel.
That's what I was thinking too.
Run it.
We'll get Philly to ask the questions because I feel like he's got some very provocative questions he could follow up with.
I think a panel would be fun.
That'd be dope. Let's do it. Stupid fun. And then we have one from our homie, Marco Papito.
Papito.
Hola, Marco Papito. Hey, papi. ¿Qué pasó? Love you, bro.
Oh, God.
So he says, my dude, for episode 59, did you guys mean to have all your background discussion at the beginning of the episode? I said, honestly, maybe.
Do you want me to answer that, or is there more?
No, there's more.
Okay.
He's like, yeah, bro, I was tripping out. The first 5 minutes, you guys are practicing. It literally was like maybe 4 to 5 minutes.
It was a long time. I had to listen to it.
He says, you guys were practicing the intro and touching on the topics that you all discuss. And I just explained that, you know, I was like, I couldn't edit it at the time. El Doggy was usually the one editing. And unfortunately, there was just a mistake, and it happens.
The way
how it works is like our laptops. Yeah. One's a savings account, one's a checking account.
Yeah. I put the checking account file. No, yeah, I just literally just I edited it, and then I saved the new copy, and I uploaded the unedited copy
basically
onto Podbean. I did fix it, so if you did hear it, congrats. That's like a sample.
It's
right
a
there.
Rare. Yeah, it's
very rare.
Very rare. And then we have like another, we have, I don't know if you guys follow Sneakers Only. He's he or she is like
the
a Toronto based
photographer.
He's like a Toronto based feature page.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But
yeah,
he features like IG pics from all over the world.
Cool.
Can't remember what we were talking about. I could probably pull up the Met thing, but he says, dope pod, by the way. I listen to the True Size podcast here and there.
And here and like, there?
Yeah. And I was like, yo.
Get out of here with this question. It's done.
So he says, keep it up. You guys are doing great. And then he says that there isn't a lot of individuals like us who represent the... I'll get the thing. But anyway, he says, keep doing what we're doing. We're doing really good for Toronto and stuff like that.
Thank you. Thank you, Sneakers Only. Listen to the podcast a little bit more, man. At least not once in a while. Next up, I hope Joel prepared.
Oh, shoot.
Because it's time for NSR. We talk about sneakers a lot, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. Joel didn't even know he was doing this at the beginning of the podcast. No. He forgot. I forgot.
I got an idea. I got an idea.
He got an idea. Mm-hmm. We're going to start the clock.
Okay, let's go.
And ready, go.
Okay, so you guys seen Kanye in that Dickies $43 jacket.
Yes.
Do you think, after seeing that picture, that Dickies is going to fly?
Yes.
Let's go.
I'm going to Foot Action right now to buy a jacket.
It sold out on Dickies.com. Oh. That fit sold out. On the U.S. one, I checked this morning and it was available. I thought about buying it.
Yeah.
But I didn't buy it because you can get it from Walmart.
Yeah.
But Dickies. I wore Dickies.
I loved Dickies,
man.
The pants were like
this. The logo is really cool. Yeah. I think it could come back, man.
It's coming back. Kanye wore it. It's coming back.
It's coming back?
It's coming back.
Yours is yes? Yours is yes?
I'm
yes. That's good answers,
it's
everybody.
Loud.
Sorry, man. I need to adjust the volume there. Let me just make it like a little baby buzzer. Sorry, let me turn it down and we'll do it again.
Oh.
There you go.
It's a Kaya buzzer. Oh, man.
So we don't have any promos this week because we just don't. So we got a couple things that Alvin wants to do with us. Kind of scary sounding, but it's kind of fun.
Uh-oh.
So Alvin sent us an article today about 5 fun facts about the Bread 4. Ooh. Basically was the article, right?
Yeah.
Fun facts. Because it came back last weekend, nobody bought them, right? We didn't buy them? No.
Nah.
$300.
It's a lot. Wow.
That's what they're going.
I paid like what $140 back in the day when they came out with
$189 plus tax.
But yeah. So Alvin sent us the article and said we should talk about this, and I said I'm not going to open the article. And I know what you're thinking. It's not because I'm lazy. Mm-hmm. I said make it into a quiz and quiz us.
Yeah.
So Alvin, please.
I didn't open it either.
You're Joel's going to get all the answers, bro.
Joel knows the answers already. ACDF.
E for all of the above. So you're now going to listen to the Bread 4 Quiz. How'd you know? So I think you guys can work as a team for this one. Not really going to be a competition.
Because he knows I'll win, but it's okay.
I'm trying to make it a team effort because the Raptors tonight, guys.
Yeah, team. That's we're all about the team.
All about the squad.
Loving the crew.
Bench so, mob.
You guys will probably know most of these questions just because you guys are you guys.
Aww.
So who, the first question, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Who designed the Bread 4?
You want to buzz in? Do you know the answer?
I'll take a stab at it.
Come on, guys.
Tinker.
Yeah. So Tinker Hatfield, the legendary sneaker architect, wasn't around since the beginning of Air Jordan line, but he did enter, for those of you who don't know, for the Jordan 2.
Mm-hmm.
This is a point in time when Michael Jordan was considered leaving.
Yeah, he wanted
for bigger and better things.
Yeah.
That's when Tinker stepped in with the Air Jordan 3, mm-hmm. and then saved Jordan. Y'all already know what happened.
Yeah.
The rest is history.
Yeah. So, second question. What was the most iconic on-court moment that made the shoe what it is?
The shot.
The shot.
The shot.
Over Elo.
That's
was it the Cavs?
Yes, it was.
Yeah. And then the he hovered in the air.
And then he kicked.
I was going to say Sean Collard dunking in them.
That was but the I figured other, that was like the other
B.
answer.
That was B. Okay.
That was the that gets you a That's bonus point. That's the
bonus point. Nice. Okay, got it. Sweet.
So for those of you who don't know, the shot was over Craig Elo. Doesn't really matter what his name is because he got shot over by Michael Jordan.
That's the only reason we even know who that guy is.
Yeah, anymore. I know.
Basically, he got posterized by a shot.
Yeah.
Who can do that? So this is significant because throughout the regular season, the Cavs basically swept the Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, Michael Jordan won the series with
Bulls
that,
in that six.
Shot. You know what I'm saying? So the third question.
Do they get harder?
Not at all.
Okay.
Maybe.
It's not like the Air Max quiz?
Yeah, that was
no, I didn't think that far ahead.
Okay.
What was the original nickname of the Bread 4?
Original nickname?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Black cement.
Yeah.
I was going to say that. Okay, good. Nice, nice. Yeah, we're 3-for-3 right now, man.
I have no doubts in you guys.
Sweet.
How many times has the Bread 4 released?
Ooh.
Yes, this was
Let's count it out here. Okay. So, 89.
Mm-hmm. And then...
I want to say 99.
99, yeah.
And then there was a countdown pack.
Mm-hmm. So that's 3.
And then there was 2012, was it?
Something like
ish, that. Around there. Yeah, that one. So four.
Four.
And then this one. So we're going to... Five?
Yeah.
Nice. Yes.
Jeez, you guys are killing this one. Teamwork makes a dream work, guys.
Yeah, man.
You already heard it on True to Size. Last and final question. Who was one of the first influential pop culture celebrities to be seen rocking the Bread 4s?
What? Pop culture.
Hint, he may not have been that big of a pop culture reference when he wore them. No way. This is going to stop you guys?
I mean, I can only think of one pop culture reference that I care about. Is it Kanye West?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
Cuzzo, you got to save the squad.
About. I don't know.
Save the squad, fam.
Pop culture.
Yeah.
Eminem?
What? No. So this was, okay, here. I got to read this then.
Please, yeah.
Oh, do the right thing. No, that's the white man.
No, that's white, yeah.
So one of the lesser known pop culture references of the Air Jordan 4 came in 1989 when a young man named Sean Carter appeared in his first ever music video. Okay. You guys don't remember that picture with like him being like the youngest Jay-Z?
I was born in 92.
Doesn't matter, man. You would have seen that. You would have seen that picture floating around somewhere.
Did he have like a gold tooth?
Yeah, and he had like a chain, and he had like a button up. I think it was a Hawaiian button.
The rapper had a chain. Damn,
something like that. But it was Jay-Z.
Yeah.
He was captured by a Polaroid in a squat pose, flossing a huge gold chain and the Air Jordan 4s. While a screenshot of this image has floated around in the internet for years, the original developed Polaroid, taken by former NBC Studios wardrobe assistant, was recently tracked down by a retailer, Concepts. So Concepts has that OG picture.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, wow. So
Jay-Z.
Even before he was Jay-Z.
Shout out to Jay-Z. Wow.
He was just Sean Quada.
Wow, he had two names.
Yeah.
Damn.
Good job, guys. That was pretty good.
4 to 5 is what, 80%? That's pretty good. Yeah. That's an A.
That's a win. That's a dub.
That's a dub. I'm going to give us a sound.
That was cool.
I'm just going to pick a sound. Uh-huh. Let's do this one.
Oh, because of the Polaroid.
Okay, sure.
Amen. Can connect anything.
Let's get into a mini discussion here, and then we're going to end off with a sort of soul poll, sort of just question that we posed to our followers. Mm. So this is, I wasn't here last week, or we would have done this last week, because it triggered me last week a little bit. I was excited to talk about it. Yeah. I should have done a sound for that one.
That's okay. I got you.
So did you guys see the LeBron 16 Breezy?
Huh?
So
Breezy.
The LeBron 16, LeBron was spotted/he posted. Not even considered spotted anymore.
Oh, the Breezy.
Wearing a very, 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 very Yeezy 1 inspired LeBron 16. The tan colorway, so it's an all tan upper with the pink lining, but it didn't stop there. They had the strap with a, instead of a Y print, it had the LJ print.
What?
And then on the heel, it had a heel tab. It was pink instead of Yeezy, and the same font as the Yeezy one said Breezy, which apparently all of a sudden now is his nickname. I had never heard of that in my life before.
Chris Brown's gonna sue you.
So that kind of set me off a little bit, and I don't know why, because this isn't the first time that we've seen shoes inspired by other shoes or whatever. But for some reason, this one felt like a ripoff. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure there is a bunch of reasons that went into this, but it kind of ties into something that you guys talked about last week as well, was the Rastaclot off-clot situation. Mm-hmm. So like, when does it, the whole discussion kind of that I want to talk about is, when does it bridge from it's a nod or it's an ode or it's inspired to it's ripped off? Because I feel like it's a very fine line. And it's very black and white. Like it's either it's a ripoff or it's an inspiration or it's a nod or it's an ode to whatever. So obviously with either of these things, with the Rastaclot situation or with the Breezy LeBron, I hate even saying that with my mouth. It's not the first time we've seen it. For a while, we got Red October everything.
Yeah.
Like everything after the Red October Yeezy 2 came out. For a while, we also got South Beach everything.
Yeah.
Most recently, we had the Air Jordan 3 Tinker Air Max 1, which is a little bit less obvious, but still there. The inspiration's there. So just right off the bat, what do you guys think of this whole idea of like shoes based off other shoes? Are you guys down with it? Do you think it's cool? What do you think? Like, for me, if you guys want a second to think about it, for me, I think it's, like I said, a very fine line between played out and corny and unoriginal and, oh, that's cool. Like, that's a nice, like, nod. Mm. But what do you guys think? Because I've had a little bit longer to think about it, so I had an answer ready.
Mm. I think my fine line is it has to be put onto a proper silhouette for it to be a good enough nod or ode to a specific original colorway. In my opinion, the LeBron 16 isn't the best silhouette.
No, it's not even
for any of those colors.
Top
like
five,
they even
LeBron silhouettes.
They even did like an Atmos.
They did the
colorway.
Safari. Yeah, Safari.
And they didn't even do that justice. Like that. Like I saw that. I thought it was cool at first before I saw the picture of the sneaker.
Yeah, they did the Safari and the elephant. I think actually.
It was a disappointment. But again, like it has, for me, it has to be the right silhouette. Like the Air Jordan 3 and the Air Max 1 make sense.
100%. I agree with you on that.
obviously because of Tinker, but at the same time, it's also because the Jordan 3 is just that silhouette.
It's like icon and icon. Like
exactly.
Both, yeah. Like they're in the same category.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. And everything, and you have to do it right. Like, you know how Kyrie did his SB thing?
That was cool.
And the Day of the Dead. Like, I feel like when they did that, they represented the colorway specifically really, really well.
Yeah.
In terms of color blocking and actually representing the sneaker itself, like, I thought they did real well with that. Whereas, like, I don't know, man. Like, there's some about how they're doing the LeBrons, and it's just like, I'm not feeling it.
Yeah.
Never was. And it's not because I'm not a fan of LeBron. Like, I've been a fan of his shoes up until LeBron 8s, I would say.
Ish, yeah. 8, 9-ish for me, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know. This is just, I'm not feeling it at all. And again, like, when I first saw the Breezy. No, I don't want to say Breezy. It's fucking stupid. That's Chris Brown. It didn't hit.
Like I know what you mean. I saw it and immediately I was like, whoa, tans. And I was like, like usually, I mean, it's kind of reverse engineering here because the tan Yeezy one was based on the linens. But like when the linen dunk came out, to me, it looked very obviously inspired by the Yeezy one because it's the same colorway. Like that's where it came from. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, that's sick.
Yeah.
But then I saw the LeBron 16 and I was like, ugh. Like, it's not even because I'm not a huge fan of the shoe. I own a pair of LeBron 16s. It's a good basketball shoe.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know, man. Like you said, it just doesn't make sense. Like, no. Joel, what do you think? Like,
I think I agree both on the whole silhouette thing. With the LeBron, was it 16?
16.
Like with the whole technology and, you know, slapping all these colorways on the shoe to make it look like the original colorway, like the original shoe, like a safari on a safari, it just makes it look weird to me. Like it just doesn't, I guess because we're so used to seeing like the OG form of the shoe that they're trying to duplicate,
to emulate or whatever.
You know what I mean? And when we look at it, when we look at the technology on the shoe on the LeBron 16, it by all means it's probably like a really great shoe to ball in, but for you to make a like a neon or any kind of like kind of colorway on that shoe, it just makes it look, I don't know,
it just doesn't weird. like you guys both said, it doesn't fit.
Like when Kyrie did his thing, because the Kyrie looks like sort of like a dunk,
like if you want to look at it, there's that argument, like the toe box kind of shape of the Kyrie, what is it, 4 or 5, whatever they did it on.
Yeah, I think it's a 5, yeah.
Does kind of look like a dunk, like it has a similar like flat surface. But the thing for me why it makes a little bit more sense is because Kyrie like actually wears dunks.
Yeah.
Like he's a big SB guy. Like he actually likes that line. He wears them all the time, even before they were cool, quote unquote, cool back or cool. He always wore dunks. He'd always be spotted in SB. So that was kind of cool to see like two worlds colliding. The argument, I guess, could be made that I think, as far as I remember, Kanye and LeBron were / are friends. So, I mean, there's kind of that. But the thing that threw me for a loop was like the whole situation that Nike and Kanye split ways very unamicably, however you say the fucking word. It wasn't a good split. And then several years later, whatever, I think it's actually close to the 10-year anniversary of the Air Yeezy 1 this year, when they released that. Now LeBron, who's supposed to be his friend, is stealing the colorway, and not just colorway, like actual hits.
Yeah.
Like the Y print was like crazy at the time, like because they wouldn't let him use Elephant. That was huge that that he made his own print that has his own font on the heel, and it literally just got ripped off. Like it felt like a rip off because there was no change at all.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be your boy. And as somebody who Nike said, we don't want to work with this guy anymore, but we're going to take his shit. Like, for me, that just felt like super weak, and I was not a fan of it at all.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to rant for 30 minutes if I keep going on this. So do you guys think it's played out? Like, like I said, for a long time, we saw Red October, so we saw all red everything. We're still seeing all red. We're still seeing South Beach. We see Tiffany from time to time. We see bread a lot. Like, do you guys think it's played out? Like, do you think it's unoriginal? Do you think, like, what do you think? Are you tired of seeing the same colorway on, like, the South Beach Air Max 1, a South Beach Air Max 95, a South Beach this, a South Beach that? Like, it's played out now?
It's played out.
Yeah?
I think it's just too much, you know what I mean? Like, or there's just so much you could take.
Just got to do it properly, man. Like,
yeah. or switch it up, like, you know.
Yeah, like, I don't know, man. It's I wouldn't say it's played out, because you can take a colorway and put it on a different silhouette, and that'll just, I don't know, reinvent the colorway and kind of make it new.
Yeah.
Definitely didn't do it for this shoe. But again, man, it's all about the silhouette. Like, you can't just, I don't know, you can't just slap it on like random shit.
Yeah. Sometimes it definitely feels like they're just doing the most and like literally slapping it on there, like they did with this LaBreezy, whatever the hell you want to call it. So where do you think, or where do you see the line being drawn between it being a nod or an ode or an inspired by and it being a ripoff? Because I think it's a fine line, and we can definitely think of examples from both. But where is that line? Like, do you think it just depends on the situation? Is it not as cut and dry as it seems? Like, does it need a backstory? Does there have to be a reason? Do you need more than just that's a ripoff and that's not? Like, is it a per case basis? What do you think?
Well, I think with the whole breezy thing, with the
every
wide,
time any of us say it, we're all like, yeah, rolling our eyes.
Yeah, with the Y print and being like, you know, altered to make it whatever LeBron
LJ, I think,
or whatever. I think that's like a ripoff right there.
Yeah,
like a total ripoff of like the whole design and, you know, whatnot. So I don't know. That's the line that you just can't cross.
Yeah. What about you?
I don't know, man. Like, I think definitely like a case per case basis. Because like I said, like that Tinker Jordan 3 with the Air Max 1 OG colorway was
sick.
I didn't buy it, but that's just because of money.
I think that they're expensive, yeah. But they're on sale right now, actually. But
dope anyway, shoe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it still did justice to the colorway of the Air Max 1 and everything.
Oh, for sure.
And it's just, yeah, man, case by case, bro. Because like for me, I know Lawrence likes the Safari 3s.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I personally didn't.
Yeah.
Not, I don't know. I don't know why. Maybe because there's too much black on it.
Yeah, it's very dark.
That's probably just why. And I feel like the Safari, when I think of Safari, has a little bit more orange, has a little bit more of that tan on
brighter,
it. But that's just me. It's not, I love threes, but it's just like, that was one of the shoes, but like to each their own.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Again, case by case, we'll see what else they come out with, but I hope they don't start going crazy and. I think for me it was like the sportswear, or like the athlete sneaker trying to come into the street, or like the fashion scene kind of type thing. I've never seen it, especially with the newer basketball shoes. I would say I've never
not in 2019. Yeah,
I've never seen them as a street shoe. It's always been just a basketball shoe.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe that's what it is for me. Like.
So what if I were to switch to like you? I think I'm on the same side as you that I think it's probably case per case.
Yeah.
Like it just depends on the situation. So what if the situation was a little bit different? What if Yeezy was still with Nike? Mm-hmm. And what if we knew for a fact that LeBron and Kanye were friends? Do you think it makes it less corny?
It's still an ugly fucking shoe.
But do you think it makes it less corny and less of a ripoff? Because right now I think everything surrounding it, the fact that they split up and now Nike is whoever was in charge of it. It's still, at the end of the day, it's Nike is taking the colorway and a lot of hits from the shoe, putting it on a shoe after they were like, no, leave, but we're going to keep this.
Yeah.
Like, we don't want you, but we want this. Mm-hmm. Like, it's kind of just weird and it's like weird to me. I don't know. Do you think that changes it, or do you guys still feel like it sucks? I mean, it's hard to think of it because it's
like if Yeezy gave him an okay to do that to his like Y print.
Like if it was, I don't want to say official, like if it wouldn't ever be official collab, but if Yeezy was still with Nike, I feel like it might be a little bit different in my mind. It's still not a nice shoe. Like the shoe looks horrible. Like it's not a good look with that like rubber midsole strap, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, I think it's a little bit different situation if he's still with Nike, and it's kind of the same thing with the Kyrie pulling from Nike SB. It's not like Nike SB branched off and isn't part of Nike anymore. They're pulling from other places of their own brand. It's like they pulled something from a brand that isn't theirs. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like when Kanye left, he took all that with him, and you can't use that anymore. Red October is just kind of an anomaly. Like it's whatever.
Yeah.
And then they did like that Nike, the Northern Lights. Northern it kind of looks easy-ish, but like, they switched it a little bit. I mean, like, that's whatever. This is very blatantly obvious. Like, this is a Yeezy. What do you guys think? Does it change it or no?
No.
No, I don't think
so. You still
think
it's corny and...
Yeah.
Like, for me to like...
You have to like it.
For me to want to be okay of something,
yeah,
it has to look good. Yeah. Like, it has to have some sort of aesthetic appeal. For me. I mean, that's just me, though.
For sure.
So what about, like, customs? Like, do you think that... Because I think it's a little bit less popular now. But I can remember 5 years ago, especially around the time, maybe a little bit further back, when the South Beach 8s came out. Is we're going to keep using the example, but it's huge. Mm-hmm. I feel like every custom I saw of every shoe in every corner of the world was a South Beach colorway. South Beach, yeah. Like, what are your guys' thoughts on that? Like, do you think customizers, that's their place? Or do you think their place is making something completely new?
It's whatever makes them money, man.
Yeah. That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, for that's me coming from a customizer's point of view.
They don't care. You think they don't care?
If I can make something dope,
yeah,
and you know, get paid off of a colorway that's already made, that's already hype.
True, it's less work.
And it looks dope on another sneaker.
Mm.
But like, man, back to the South Beach colorway, like they were putting on like sixes,
like stupid shoes.
They were putting it on like shoes that people would actually wear. Outside of a basketball court.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Right? So that's why it kind of made sense. Not justifying it.
Yeah.
Just saying, like,
yeah,
it's easier.
What about you, Joel?
I don't know. It's the hustle, right? If it makes money, if it pulls in money, then, you know.
You think they don't care?
They don't care, man. Yeah. You know?
It's I think they should care. I mean, I don't know many customizers, but I feel like they're pretty creative people. And I feel like that undermines them. Like, I don't know if it's, like you said, their choice because, or not their choice because people are coming with to them with the shoe and they're saying, I want South Beach this, I want Red October that, whatever. So they're just like, that's what the customer wants, that's what they're going to get. But like, I feel like if I was a creative in that position, I'd be like, I'm tired of this. Like, I don't want to bite off some other colorway that I didn't even think of. Well, I want to do my own shit.
Yeah, like, that's on the customizer. And that's when he'll be like, yo, let's twist it up a bit.
Yeah.
How about this? Or how about if I mix in this fabric or, you know, make it this way? Like, you know what I mean? If you switch it up, then, you know, and make it look, you know, 10 times better, then that's your hustle, man.
So
that's
do you think customs are a nod or are they a ripoff?
Again, case by case.
Case by case. Yeah. So if I came to you and I was like, yo, I want a South Beach Jordan 5.
Isn't that already...
I don't know. It might actually exist.
Yeah.
It
might exist.
I wanted it South Beach year. I wanted it all blue with some pink on a Jordan 5. Is that a ripoff? To me, that's I think that's a ripoff.
That's a ripoff. Yeah.
I guess you're right. It is case by case. Because if there's a reason.
Yeah.
To me, customs always should have been, they should look like they're not custom.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Like a dank. Like the way
that. Yeah. Customs that don't look custom. Dank, yeah.
Or like, even like Ripper, Jay the Ripper.
It looks like it could exist. In some way, like it's not so outrageous because there's a reason or there's a story or there's a colorway, but there's a like a there's a why behind just the not the what.
Yeah,
it's like I want this, but why?
It's like those Easter Dunks that shoe surgeon made.
Oh yeah.
He made them look like the Easters from like you know the patch Easters. He made a dunk like that.
Oh sick. Oh.
Or like what about
Air
that?
Force?
Who's the one that made the
Air Max 1?
The Sean Witherspoon.
Thanks for bringing that up because that was next on my list. Did you see the Sean Witherspoon dunk?
Dunks, yeah.
Cool. Oh, that was it, the dunk, yeah.
Yeah. What do you guys think of that? Is that a ripoff or is that an ode? Because that's obviously, it's literally made from the materials of the hat, the Sean Witherspoon hat.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a ripoff? Like, is it somebody being unoriginal? I think. This, like you said, case by case, I think that's pretty original.
It's fucking sexy.
Yeah, really
I
would cool, purchase man.
That. I don't think it's heartbeat. A ripoff, man.
I saw people... Like way, I, go ahead, sorry. Go
like
ahead.
The way that, yeah, like you said, it's from the hat, right? It's different materials and whatnot, but I don't know, man. It's the way that it just goes together.
It lined up really well, like all the panels.
It's like, wow.
You have to do that colorway justice for you to be...
You have to, man.
Like, you can't just be
it's
like...
It's easy to mess up.
Yeah, like, you can't have a dunk and try to put the... You know how they have it on the 97?
Mm-hmm.
If you tried to put that on a dunk and you're like, oh, it's the Sean Witherspoon dunk, then you, no, hell fucking no. You just butchered it.
Yeah.
Whereas like how he Was it Dank that did it? Who did that?
I think it was JW, whatever that, JW, I don't know.
I don't know, but he was, he did it, in my personal opinion, that was
crazy. So, little side comment, but just your opinion really quick. I saw a lot of people saying it's better than the actual Sean Witherspoons, yes or no?
No.
No?
I agree, no. Nothing's better than the OG, fam. How are you going to take away from what it inspired
that,
it?
Man. Yeah, you can't do that. I agree. And last up, what if it's a different brand taking hits from another brand?
Again, so case by case.
We saw it. I mean, it's super, like not an actual thing, but the 997S that we all received, the white, the pink, and the blue.
Ultramarine
or Huarache. Like, it's very possible that they saw it and they were like, this could go. Mm-hmm. Are you guys with it? Do you think it's cool? Do you think it's like, hey, you can't touch that. That's not yours. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
I've always loved it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Especially New Balance, man. New Balance has always come out with some Nike questions, like some questionable Nike colorways.
Oh, for sure. Some Pata, like a green and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Or like that burgundy friggin' Pata looking one.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Like the Cherry Woods or
something. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They look good. Again, so long as, you know, you do that colorway justice and like you don't.
As long as, as long as it's done right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Not just thrown out there and
I don't know. I like it, but that's just
me. I think it's cool as long as the brands are not competitive brands, if that makes sense. Like if Adidas and Nike did it, I'd be like, well, take a step
like
back.
if Adidas started putting elephant print on it,
yeah, like you can't do that. Yeah, that's a no. But like Nike and New Balance, it's like, okay, or whatever, like Adidas and Asics or whatever, okay, sure. I think it'd probably just be Adidas and Nike that I'd be like, no, don't do that. I just wanted to talk about that really sort of quickly because it really set me off, because what the hell is a Breezy?
When you first said it, I was like, man, Chris Brown has a shoe with LeBron. Why would he make a shoe with LeBron?
Yeah, there's no reason.
No.
So we're going to round out the episode, with a little bit of fun in the sun, if you will.
Ooh,
so
fun in the sun.
We asked our followers today, it was this afternoon, what pair are you most looking forward to breaking out now that the weather's getting nice? It's a good question, I think. So I think the three of us will answer it first, and then we'll go to the followers, and then we'll wrap it up. Alvin, what are you waiting to break out?
Not break out, but I'm hoping to wear them more often, just the Sean's.
The pair in the picture that we
just wear them more often.
Such a good summer shoe. Oh, like perfect.
I love them.
Yeah. I think for me it's Panda Pigeons.
Ooh,
nice. Like that Papa Green is definitely like super summery. And the white leather.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting to wear those. I can't wait. Joel, what about you?
Anything that pops.
Yeah.
Like any colorway that I got that pops.
So you're not holding something and you're
really holding anything back and
you just wear your stuff waiting. Always, that's why.
Yeah, I just wear it, man. Just wear it out.
Alvin, let us know. What are the followers? What are the listeners? Just give us a couple, because I think we got like 300 replies to this question.
Let's see what we got here. We got some ladies that answered. We got Renee_Angela12.
Yo, yo.
She's trying to rock some Jordan 1 Gatorades.
Ooh, that's a good summer shoe.
Mm-hmm. Pops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What else we got? We got D-Rick C716, some SW97 ones.
Yeah, there you go.
Our homie from the West Side, D Chatlani.
What up, Vancouver?
With the Unions.
Ooh.
Yeah, sorry.
It's like that.
Crazy Rich Asians.
Sorry. We got Shoe Life with some Sneak Crew pairs.
True.
Mm-hmm. Our homie Troy Alexander with the Susans.
Okay, relax over there, bud.
Man, what the?
These guys need to calm down.
I know.
I'm like, okay, never mind. I don't want to rock.
Yeah, I don't want to wear anything anymore.
Hardy Girl with the Undercover React.
Oh, okay. That's a good summer shoe.
Nice. Yeah, our boy Falsy with the Tinker 3s, the newest ones.
Yeah, he actually messaged me about those today. Said he couldn't wait to wear those.
Nice, oh, for sure. Hold on. I got a good one. Where was it? I got to get his name. Bando.sck.
Bando.
Chinelas.
Chinelas
in the building.
Thank you to everyone who has supported and or been a part of this podcast, especially the Pinoys. Wherever you're taking in the episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We have a Facebook group where we like to use as a forum, sell some stuff, and connect with you guys. That is facebook.com/groups/cgs.talk. We've also got a whole website for our reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. That is canadagotsoul.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneaker Heading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM or email us at canadagotsoul@gmail.com, like our friend from Australia, London.
Hello.
Australia, London.
Wherever that is. Don't forget to use the hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins, and you can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3ONEY.
My name is Alvin Quincey, and you can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 60 long episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We are CGS, and we are out. Peace.
Let's go watch that game.
Yes, sir. We'll just throw this episode in the garbage. It's okay.